The final work that can be dated as having been done by Lindick in Dornborg are his Jenaer bricks. From February 1946 onwards, various artists, craftsmen and companies produced souvenirs and publications to fund the reconstruction of the city centre of Jena that was heavily destroyed during the bombing raids. The bricks carry the Jena Johannesgate in a circle as a logo. The Kahlar porcelain factory, the Zeiss and Schott foundations are also involved with ashtrays and cups, as is Ricarda Huch with an edition of her children's diary. Otto Lindick produces E13-shaped jars for this. You can see two different designs of these jars and an original casting mould for the lid, which survived in the workshop. The early post-war era does not bring about fundamental improvement to the working and living conditions in Dornborg. Wood and coal rations, as well as delivery and transport problems for raw materials, make any meaningful work really difficult. And so it happened that in 1947, Otto Lindick, with a heavy heart, follows the call of his friend Gerhard Marx, who offers him a teaching post at the State Art College in Hamburg. On the 24th of December 1948, Otto Lindick terminates the lease contract for the workshop with the state of Thuringia. The Burgel pottery producer Carl Fischer buys some of the workshop products and materials. The equipment used throughout the Bauhaus, Bauhochschule and Lindick eras remains in the pottery and continues to be used by the successor Heiner Hans Körting. Several of the vases produced by Lindick therefore remain today, which were later used as glaze containers by Körting.